With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden has signed a temporary spending bill one day before much of the government was to run out of money.
The temporary spending measure keeps government funding at current levels for about two more months, while lawmakers negotiate a long-term package. It splits the deadlines for passing full-year appropriations into 2 days, January 19th for some federal agencies and February 2nd for others. The two deadlines were pushed by the new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson, who said he would not support any further stopgap funding measures. The spending bill does not include a request from the White House for nearly $106 billion for wartime aid for Israel and Ukraine. Donna Water, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, the editor-in-chief of All Israel News has sent an open letter to Israeli leaders. Correspondent Jeremy House has more on the story.
In his letter, Joel Rosenberg urges Israeli leaders to evacuate Palestinian Christians out of Gaza and into the West Bank immediately. He notes this group of Christians is facing genocide by Hamas if they're forced to move from northern Gaza to southern Gaza. Rosenberg points out Palestinian Christians are trapped in northern Gaza amidst all of the bombings and gunfire and have nowhere in Gaza to go that is safe. He adds the situation for Palestinian and Christians is very different than that of Palestinian Muslims. Jeremy House reporting.
Repairs to an elevated Los Angeles freeway closed because of an arson fire moving faster than expected. A lane scheduled to reopen by next Tuesday instead of the earlier estimated 3 to 5 weeks. Officials say the arson investigation is ongoing. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 9 points. The S&P 500 up 2 points. This is SRN News. Nigeria tops the 2023 Persecutors of the Year report from International Christian Concern.
In the last 20 years, probably upwards, no one knows the real number, but upwards of 100,000 Christians have been murdered by Islamists. Again, over the last 20 years. And then there's 3.5 million farmers that have been pushed off their land. The land has been stolen.
ICC President Jeff King says the frustrating thing is the lack of action by the regime.
The problem in Nigeria is that the Islamists are in the government. They're aiding and abetting. And so for some reason, they can never find these guys. They never attack, et cetera. There's inaction and excuses.
He's urging the Biden administration to put pressure on Nigeria, where about half of the population is Christian. He says if nothing is done, civil war is bound to break out in the not-too-distant future. The full ICC Persecutors Report can be viewed at persecution.org. This is SRN News. In consumer news, Honda recalling nearly 250,000 vehicles because bearings can fail, causing the engines to stall, increasing the risk of a crash.
The recall covers certain 2018 and 19 Honda Pilot SUVs and Odyssey minivans, and some 2017 and 2019 Ridgeline pickup trucks. Also affected, certain 2015 to 2020 Acura TLX cars and 2016 to 2020 Acura MDX SUVs. The automaker says it has no reports of injuries. Dealers will inspect and repair or replace the engines if necessary. Rich Thomason reporting.
A woman convicted of murder and the shooting death of rising professional cyclist Anna Maria Wilson in Texas, facing up to life in prison when sentenced. Caitlin Armstrong was convicted Thursday. Jurors now resuming deliberations on her sentence. More details at SRNnews.com.